City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
To cheer you up, we have John Gibbons. Morning, Gibbons.
Good morning.
And it's lovely to see Michael Bennett as well.
Good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Morning.
Just looking through your social media feed. You said you're going to smash it this morning. Well, you're well up for this, aren't you?
It's going to be sunny as well.
Miserable out there. Yeah. You've got to make people sunshine today, basically. Try, yeah. You're going to play some songs throughout the course of the next half hour. Big Liverpool fan as well, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
I know this because on his social media feed, the best thing that's ever happened in his life was being featured in the programme for Liverpool against Manchester United.
Yeah, good stuff. That was
That's also, not bad, is it?
Yeah, George Sefton. He does a lot for like Liverpool bands and local musicians and stuff. He played one of my songs called The Skies Above Us at the ground, and he messaged me saying, I'm going to play it, blah, blah, blah. And then he put me in touch with somebody else who was doing the programme side of things, and they got hold of me, rung me up, did an interview, and then it was there. But I thought it was just going to be like a paragraph in the programme, and then I went to get it from the Liverpool shop. It was like 2-page spread, and Gerrard only had like 1-page spread that match as well. And ironically, he got sent off after like 30 seconds. It was that game when Gerrard just lost the plot and got sent off. But that's there now forever. So
isn't that great the way he equates the fact to how much column inches Gerrard got? It shows
importance, don't it? Shows the relative importance.
It was just funny because I was just opening it because I flicked through and initially I couldn't see it. I thought, oh, it must be that small, minute, that I can't see it. And then I was like, oh, wait there. And there was like 2 pages of my face there. Like, oh, yeah, it's
me. We've had a couple of guests who George has played.
Is a great supporter of Liverpool music. And, you know, it's still nice that we got George there at Anfield because obviously he's been there for, you know, so it's well over 40 years now, isn't it? And doing the DJing. But he will play local artists and he will play emerging artists. There was a really funny story. We had the band called The Cheap Thrills in and they were saying that the way they got into George was his dad's a postman, wasn't it?
Nice.
So he used to deliver George the post that he was always on of him. You got to play me, lads. And he was like, well, give us a CD and I'll see if it's any good. But he always plays them now. That's and really great, likes them. So,
what was that feeling like when you sort of hear yourself coming out within the stadium as a big Liverpool fan as well?
It was good, yeah. It was it's one of them things. I was never going to make it as a footballer. So that's the alternative, really. And it's just like, I think it was a half time in the Besiktas game in one of them Europa Leagues or whatever it's called these days. And it just come on half time, and I just heard that like the riff at the beginning. I was like, "Oh, that's me!" And then I was just like, "I just felt a little bit awkward at the time because everyone was looking around because I was going, "It's me song,
it's me."
Like, who are you? Do you know what I mean?
Like a big finger's pointing on you. It's me.
And something like Queen come on afterwards. I was like, oh, "Okay, so."
Right, I'm just going to bore you with one stat from the show which we did yesterday on LFC TV. So we had the guys. We were talking about singing, and we also had one of the guys who's written the new Encyclopedia of Liverpool.
Oh yeah,
it was in there, and he said the very first song that they can sort of find being recorded of being sung about an individual player at Liverpool was about which player, do you think?
Oh, Ian St. John.
Yeah.
Was it?
It's Mr. Ian St.
Nice.
John.
That was
isn't
good,
that funny?
Wasn't
nearly 60s.
Not even bad.
Even Saint went, oh, really? Was that about me? Yeah. Mm. Nice little stat, that one. Anyway, let's find a bit more about yourself, Michael.
Okay.
What have you been up to? Where are you from, first of all?
Originally from Penny Lane, without that being a cliche. grew up on Penny Lane.
We just played it then.
Yeah, nice. Well,
how spooky. That wasn't prepared at all. And do you know, today, before you tell me a little bit more, I should say this before I forget. Today is the anniversary of the Beatles topping the bill at the 1963 Royal Variety Performance at the Prince of Wales Theatre in London in 1963. And it's the show where John Lennon did his famous line, "In the cheaper seats, you can clap your hands."
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest just rattle your jewellery.
Your jewellery, yeah.
You got full of stats today. Nice. Continue. Tell us about your rise in music.
I started off just playing open mics and stuff. I think Kelly's on Smith Down Low was probably my first gig that I ever did. Mm. And then went on from there, got a band going, did that for a few years. And then the usual stuff that happens with bands, unfortunately, like people coming and going and people's birthdays take over band practice and then somebody leaves and just one of them things. So I thought, well, I'll do it on my own then, see how I go from there. And then I think, like, on the solo side of it, it's been a bit more successful, shall we say, in terms of, like, getting stuff in the programme, getting played there, doing, like, bigger gigs like Liverpool Calling and Threshold and stuff. Like, so that's where I am at the minute, just pursuing with that. Whether I'll go back to a band at some point, I don't know, but just that's where I am currently.
Oh, you're not 100% committed to the solo.
It's just the thing with the solo is you get stuck a little bit being, like, the opening act of, like, a gig night, if that makes sense, it's just that lad with his guitar playing, we'll put him on first. Or if you're more upbeat, you get put on last on an acoustic night and everybody's gone home by then. because you're on at like half 11, 12 o'clock, for example. So it's a bit.
So you want to be three quarters.
Yeah,
the way through.
You've just got to. Yeah, you've got to get it right, I suppose. Yeah.
Right. What do you know about Michael? Have you seen him?
Yeah, we go quite far back, really, musical wise. I used to do a night called the Dovedale Social on Penny Lane again, the Dovedale Towers, and it was really good fun. I used to do it every Thursdays, and it got quite a good name in the city as somewhere cool to play. And Michael's band came and played once, and we were just laughing about it. It was the night before Good Friday, so it was Michael and his mates called it Boss Thursday.
That was a messy night.
Boss Thursday night, so it was a good one, because normally, obviously, the Thursday nights worked well, but normally everyone was in work the next day. But for this time on Easter, everyone was kind of off, and we had a good laugh that night. It was good fun, and a couple of good bands played, so that's when I got to know him. But then I've kind of followed his solo stuff, really. But he's good, Michael, because he pushes himself in terms of he'll let you know what he's up to. And I think that's a good lesson for any kind of young musicians out there, really, or any people who are starting out, is you've got to sell yourself, you've got to market yourself, because, you know, if you don't, who else is going to? I think sometimes people think, oh, I'll just sit in my room and write a great song, and then Alan McGee's going to knock around and say, do you want a record deal? And it doesn't happen, you know what I mean? It certainly won't happen now. You've got to be telling people, you know, like, you know, sending messages to people like myself or people far more important than me, and just saying, you know, I've got this new song, can you give it a play, or have you got any gigs coming up, anything I can get involved in? And some musicians are good at that and some aren't, and I think Michael's one who is good at, you know, not in a like a pushy way, but just, you know, I'm still here, I'm still writing, you know. And then,
I'd imagine it feels like a pain doing that, you know, as a musician. It's almost like being a footballer and having to do adverts.
It can be, yeah, like Michael Owen sending videos of yourself to all the clubs and stuff, but you've just sort of got to do it, really, because, you know, if, as I say, if you're not going to have your own back, then kind of who is, really? It's a common theme at this show now, isn't it? You've got to kind of be, you know, you're almost a business in one rather than just a singer. You've got to be like your own marketing departments, your own PR departments. You might have to do your own design stuff, if you know, stuff like that. And you've kind of got to be a bit more all-encompassing, or just a bit cheeky sometimes as well. Like, some people are just kind of a bit cheeky and it's necessary, but Michael's good at it. He gets a good balance, you know what I mean? You don't ever feel like you're being harassed by him, but he will go any hopes.
Okay, you're gonna play for us, aren't you?
Yeah.
What is it, a new song or?
No, I'll start with a song called Sound. Let's play it a little bit more relaxed for a grim Friday morning, if that's all right.
Go on, cheer us up.
Some will joke of how we met. Some will joke they'll never get. Don't tell anyone, they'll never understand. Some of the time we cut your hair. Remember your mom's a spare. Don't tell anyone, they'll never understand. Burns my soul to see you leave. Burns my eyes to watch you go. Please don't go away, just turn around and stay. Burns my soul to see you leave. Burns my eyes to watch you go. Please don't go away, just turn around and stay. Can you hear my sound? Let's play. Can you hear sound? Let's play. I spend hours on my own, looking aimlessly in my phone, waiting for you to call. And these thoughts, they come and go, as I look out from my window, they lead me back to you. Was my soul to see you leave? Was my eyes to watch you go? Please don't go away, just turn around and stay. Was my soul to see you leave? Was my eyes to watch you go? Please don't go away, just turn around and stay.
watches. I need you tonight. If you need me as much as I need you tonight. If you need me as much as I need you tonight. You stay. You stay. Buzz my soul to see you leave. Buzz my eyes to watch you go. Please don't go away. Just turn around and stay. Buzz my soul to see you leave. Buzz my eyes to watch you go. Please don't go away. Just turn around and stay.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
What are we picking out next, Michael?
It's a song called Red Jeans.
Red Jeans.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Knocking on my door, who's that ringing on my bell? I can't tell cause I'm blinded by you. Love everything you do and you. Put on the red jeans, baby. 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 Shining through the sky at night. You'll never see no light you. Shining through the sky at night when you. Shining through the sky at night when you. You put on the red jeans, baby. You put on the red jeans, baby. You put on the red jeans, baby. Well, who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on my door? You'll never see the light you shining through the sky at night. You'll never see no light you shining through the sky at night when you. Shining to the sky at night when you. You put on the red jeans, baby. You put on the red jeans, baby. You put on the red jeans, baby.
Brilliant songs. Thank you very much. Thanks indeed. Absolutely super. How many guitars have you got, by the way? Because Nick Ellis, who came in last week, had 10 guitars.
I think last count is 5.
Just the 5?
Yeah.
It's 5.
Nick's been around a lot longer, though, hasn't he?
I've got rid of a couple, yeah. Just like old things that you pick up, like at car boot sales when you're starting off. I've got rid of them. Mm.
I like that. That one looks long. I know nothing about guitars, but that looks massive.
It's what we call a jumbo, so, yeah.
The jumbo.
Yeah.
It's the jumbo guitar.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.